1240 AM WSBC.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. The show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois, and Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. My name is Patty Houlihan, and I will be your host all hour. Joining me to my left is twin brother Billy, as always. Hello, Bill.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world.
Yeah.
Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Pleasure to be here.
It is nice to be back in the old room here together. We're all together again. Billy, you were
all
reporting.
All together.
Yeah. Bill, yep. you were reporting for us down in Springfield last week. You had you had a liquor mission.
I had a work trip. Yep.
Work trip. Liquor missions. Bill sells liquor for our radio listeners.
Spreading the gospel of Fireball.
Exactly.
That's right.
So you visited our state's capital, Springfield, and we missed you. And we recapped all things Hot Rod Blagojevich now that he's out of the can.
Did I give it a listen?
He's game again. He's material worthy.
He's out there. He's back on the scene.
Absolutely. Yep. Bill, any stories to report back from Springfield? How was your visit?
It was nice, but it wasn't like... I don't know. You expect to be blown away. I wasn't blown away by it. I was like, oh, so this is Springfield, Illinois. Very nice.
It's farmy.
It's, it's really kind of like there's a downtown area, and it's kind of condensed, and that's pretty much it.
That's where Lincoln strolled.
I mean, you can walk to pretty much everywhere you need to get to see everything on the cap, like there. Within.
How long did you feel like Nicolas Cage for?
Yeah, National Treasure Billy.
Probably like an hour, like while I was walking around. Like, just like.
It's a bizarre hour.
Because I was like, kind of got lost a little bit.
Ooh, that makes it even more cagey.
So I was just like looking, and like I could look up at the sky and be like, that must be that building, you know, or like that's the old this building. And I was just like,
that's the old that building.
Yeah. I'd wander over there, and then I'd be like, oh, okay. And then I would, you know, read the inscriptions in front of the buildings and, you know, all the different statues. And yeah, maybe have a cigarette. Sure.
That's what Lincoln would do.
Yep.
Lincoln have a heater, sit down.
Yeah.
I wonder if Lincoln smoked.
Of course he did.
Did they have cigarettes during Lincoln's time?
Sure. If it had cigarettes for,
sure they
if
did.
It had cigarettes for thousands of years.
That's a history for dummies. They have cigarettes when Lincoln was around?
Didn't they?
I took the history of cigarettes.
I know
Marquette.
We're speaking Lincoln, but didn't they say George Washington had wooden teeth?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm sure cigarettes were around. I mean, people have got wooden teeth. Somebody was smoking here.
I'm pretty sure, like, the Chinese invented cigarettes back way back.
Well, we're already on cigarettes, and we're not even, like, a minute into the program. And we're talking about maybe tonight's episode is about cigarettes again.
No. Cigarettes are bad for
but
you.
But cigarettes
They're
were.
Bad.
I did notice when I was in some of the stores, a guy was like, you from Chicago? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, what are cigarettes down there?
Sure, they always want to know how
and I'm
things
like,
are.
They're, you know, he's like, what are they, like $14 a pack, close to that? I'm like, well, I don't live in the city anymore, but yeah, probably around that. And he's like, we got them for nine something here. And I was like,
you should buy 20? Yeah. That's what he's thinking.
No,
he's trying to sell you.
And then I was like, nah, I live in DuPage County. They're even cheaper, sir.
Ooh, Billy hit him with the left hook.
Right. The left cigarette smoker. Political jab.
The DuPage. Yeah, the DuPage dagger.
I did actually see when I was checking out of the hotel on, what was it, Thursday morning. I got down there bright and early, and as I was checking out, Speaker of the House Michael Madigan was standing right next to me.
No way.
It was just the two of us at the checkout line. And I kind of looked over at him and I was like,
that was your opportunity. You should have invited him on our show.
No, I just said hello, you know, good morning, Speaker. And he looked at me like, yeah,
did you
good
introduce
morning.
Yourself?
Did
you
no, say who I you did were? Not introduce myself. No.
Why? You have nothing to lose?
I'm not the biggest Madigan fan. So I was like, no.
Should have tripped him.
I wasn't going to trip him. Speaker Madigan tripped at Wyndham in Springfield by liquor employee.
At Wyndham by liquor employee radio host. Now there's a that's
an article. A long headline.
It's a headline that gets some buzz.
Tripped,
traction.
Pushed down, and told to get it together.
Yeah, by angry liquor salesman.
By angry liquor salesman.
Stressed out liquor salesman with balding hair.
Yeah,
and
wearing
beard.
Fireball jacket.
Wearing a starter jacket. That would have
been
jacket.
Terrible. Yeah, no.
Wearing a Philadelphia Sixers starter jacket.
No, but he was very professional and nice, and it was. I enjoyed the stay there. So.
He thought the same of you, Bill.
He did.
Yeah.
He was at home going, who was that bald guy that looked
but
like...
But I just thought, I was like,
that
what
bald
are the,
guy at the Wyndham was
I was
really
like, what are the odds that you go down
His
to Springfield?
Teeth were gorgeous.
I just was thinking, what are the odds you go down to Springfield and you're not involved in politics in any which way or another, and then all of a sudden... Pretty much the most powerful legislator in the state.
Right.
Of
it's like if you went to Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden, like, Pelosi was getting squares in line next to you.
Playing Lotto.
Yeah.
Playing scratch offs.
Even Bernie Sanders is playing Lucky Day.
I don't care what you say. He is the boss in Illinois. You could say Pritzker or whatever. It'd be more or less like having the president standing next to you.
What's he doing at a Wyndham?
You didn't want to picture
him? I don't know. That must be where he holds fort down there. I don't know what he had going on.
I would like to know.
But he had stayed overnight, it looked like.
You should have said that to him. What are you doing at a Wyndham?
Well, the women that were working right. the front desk,
Mr. obviously. Mr. Speaker, what's with you and Wyndham?
He may have had a space rent out, like, you know, like.
Would you have a private meeting?
No. Yeah, we got a private meeting over on the sixth floor? You know, what's going on? No, nothing like that.
You should have messed with him and just given, like, a fake name, like Joe Stankiewicz, FBI. You know? And then just walk
because
away.
Then get tackled. You know,
I don't know. We don't know what kind of person Madigan is. He might have robot type powers where he looked at me and it scanned me like a, you know, like what they're doing for the coronavirus.
Did you just suggest that Speaker of the House Madigan is a T-9000 or something? T-100?
You should have offered him
a cyborg.
Yeah, like if I went up to him and I was like, "Hi, Joe Stank," you know, and it was like, liar across my head.
Yeah. Bill, you know what you should have done?
What?
You should have said, put your hand out, and then you should have poured some Skittles in his hand.
Oh, that would have been great. You said, taste the rainbow. Have a beautiful day.
Yeah, you just look him right in the eyes and go, you're welcome.
You know, I did buy some Airheads while I was in Springfield.
Springfield,
you should have said, want to pull?
State Capitol Airheads?
No.
Hey, Mikey, want to pull?
You guys were asking me on the last week on the show while I was in Springfield if I had any treats. And the funny part was when I got back to the room, I did not indulge myself. I just kind of fell asleep, went straight to bed. But I found myself at a gas station. And they had cherry Airheads.
Ooh.
And I was like, here's the thing. I go, how much per stick? You know, the guy goes,
how much per stick, you know, sir?
The guy goes,
how much
20,
per Airhead?
25 cents. I went,
that's a good deal. They're 36 cents here.
Bill's yeah, 36 and up.
Airheads are 36 cents a bar in Cook County.
Come on, we're talking about candy now?
So I found myself, I got $4 worth of Airheads while I was there.
So they got good candy deals in Springfield. That's what you got out
that's
of it. The people were nice.
It's 16 sticks, my
16
friend.
16 sticks.
Candy math, it all comes
Bill's,
down to that.
That's Bill's nickname, 16 Sticks Houlihan.
Right.
16 sticks of cherry Airheads.
You know what you should have gotten while you were down there?
16 bowls
of oatmeal. McCann's Irish oatmeal.
The best.
Everybody in Springfield eats it.
Yeah, oh yeah. Abe Lincoln used to eat it all the time.
Abe Lincoln used
in
to...
In between cigarettes.
He used to bathe in it.
Aye.
Kept him looking...
That's what was in that tall hat of his.
Kept him...
Big can.
Very handsome.
McCann's.
McCann's is the greatest oatmeal, I almost said.
Greatest oatmeal.
Show's presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest in the land. More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Carol Ann Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Welcome back, Hooley Sooley.
I'd like to meet that fiddle player.
Me too. Have him on the program sometime.
I'd like to buy him a barbecue beef.
I think it's a robot, though.
Probably is.
I pulled the trigger.
And?
Yes, you did. And by that, I mean I have officially joined the Bald Man's Club.
You have.
I threw in the towel.
You're not clinging on to the lonely scraps anymore.
No, I decided to shave the head. I didn't shave the head myself.
No.
I needed a professional to do that for me beforehand. My hair was real long.
Yeah,
And the longer it got, the balder I started looking.
Gene Cady.
Well, it was almost, it was a bit Gene Cady, the Purdue's old coach.
Purdue basketball coach.
It wasn't that pronounced of a comb over.
It was getting there.
It was, it was definitely not a good look, though.
No, you look much younger, actually.
So I did throw in the towel, and it was painful to do.
It's okay.
My wife did not want me to do this. She was like, no, don't buzz your head. You're going to look just like Bill, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was like, well, he is my twin brother. I can't help that. You know?
That's
what's wrong with looking like Bill?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. He's a very handsome man.
And you
man.
Don't look like Bill because Bill has a beard.
Right. Bill does have Bill's beard.
Billy has a beard. You should grow a mustache.
That'd be creepy. I kind of like the way it is right now. But anyway, I went to Fantastic Sam's.
Ooh, fancy.
You know? I get jiggy with it when I go to America, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure.
It's got to be fantastic and preferably by somebody named Sam.
Sure. Yeah.
Although the guy who cut my hair, his name was Mario.
Ooh.
And I walked, he looked like Lee Trevino, the golfer.
It's like a 65-year-old Hispanic guy.
He just buzzed you real quick with a one guard and said, that'll be $12?
He looked like he had just got off the golf course.
He probably did.
He had a golf zip-up on.
He's working at Fantastic Sam's, he is doing all right.
Yeah. we talked about it, you know. I said, you got a chair here, you renting the chair. Like, how's this working?
Oh, sure.
You know?
I
talked about it. Broke down his business for you for a little bit.
Yeah, well.
So how does that work? He rents the chair?
Who cares about him? This is about me, my bald guy story. About getting my head buzzed for the first time. Yeah. I went there with the intention of just getting my normal haircut,
okay. Right,
of what I usually go to. And I walked in, and this guy, Mario, was like trying to figure out the register, and a woman was like teaching him. I'm like, oh, this is probably his first day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, who knows?
He just got out of prison.
I thought he was, mayhap.
Yeah.
I thought he was like the manager of the place. And then all of a sudden, he's like, are you Pat? I go, yeah. He goes, take a seat. I'll cut your hair now. I'm like, oh, okay.
Sure.
So he sits me down in the chair, and he asked me what I want. I'm like, yeah, you know, make it look like this, and I'll take a couple inches off. And
ooh, wow.
You know, I'm really thinking about just buzzing it off, truthfully. And he's like, you are? You know? Uh-huh. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, why don't we do this? I'll give you your normal haircut, all right?
Uh-huh.
You take a look at it. Make the decision, and then we'll start experimenting.
Ooh, you know? Mario getting erratic with you.
Yeah. You know, uh-huh. It was like, you know, it's like your first time, you know what I mean? You want to be gentle, you know? He was holding my hand through it, you know?
Sure.
Didn't want to get rough with me. It was very loving, and it was a romantic moment.
He knows
moment.
That you've been holding on to these hairs for a long time.
Well, I'm a bald virgin, you know. You got to take it easy on me here.
All right.
You know?
So, how'd it go?
So we got to stage one, you know.
Uh-huh. Which is?
Took the top off. You know?
Sure. Oh, he did that first.
Well, he did this. There wasn't much to take off on the top. I was already missing most on top.
Like cutting air.
But that was like your main long area.
It was. Yeah. I have a tuft in front where I kind of push
this
that
absurd.
Tuft back to cover the middle of my dome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's gone.
Yeah, so he starts lopping off, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm
How
like,
do you feel at this point?
He was asking me that, you know. He was like, I'm going to go slow. You
Are
know?
You okay?
Yeah, like, everything good? You know, and I'm like, yeah, it's all right. You know?
He's gripping the chair as hard as he can.
Yeah, a little nervous. I'm like,
he's
I wish I could.
Roller coaster.
I wish I could smoke during this.
Is he playing any songs for you?
Yeah, he played Endless Love. but he slowly, you know, we got to that place.
Yeah.
Then he goes, hey, let's, I go, you know what? Just take it all. Let's go short. Let's do the buzz. Let me see what that looks like, you know?
Yeah.
So he gives me the buzz cut and he takes it down. I think he's like, this is like a 3.5 or a 3. Okay. And then he fades it up on the sides. And he's like, what do you think? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, you know what? This guy's a great barber, you know? He was real gentle with me, you know? He goes, how about this? He goes, why don't you get up out of the chair and walk around for a minute?
Wow.
Okay, he goes, walk to the front of the store, take a gander at yourself in the window or in the mirror. He goes, there's a bathroom in the back. It gives a much better perspective of what you're going to look like. I go, okay. So I walk into the bathroom of Fantastic Sam's, and I'm like pacing around, you know, like, is this what I want? Is this what it's come to? You know,
it's what it's come to.
This is my last haircut. You know, like, this might be my last haircut. I'm looking in the mirror of Fantastic Sam's, like a cathartic moment, you know?
Yeah, it's like a religious experience.
Right, sure. You know? A little bit of, like, an Indian drum started playing while I stared at it.
Sure.
And anyway, so I was like, okay, let me go back. And I got back in the chair, and I go, we're going to go closer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, get back in here, you know?
And how did he feel about that?
He said, okay, I'm going to go slow again. You know, I said, thank you. Don't hurt me. You know, it's my first time. So
first time getting buzzed.
Yeah, you know. So he buzzed.
Thanks, Mario.
Right. Easy, Mario. Hold my hand. So he got me all the way down. And
he got me all the way down.
Yeah, you know, and then he was like, now that you're wanting you like this, you know, Can I interest you in...
Can I tickle you?
Right! Can I tickle you? You ticklish? You're not ticklish, are you?
All right, what did he go for?
He goes, can I interest you in some cream for your head, you know? First, selling you spray and hair gel. Now I'm the bald guy, and they're like, we got moisturizer, you know?
You
got
to make it shine now, baby.
Right, right. Hey!
Now show off your scalp.
You look beautiful like a Bruce Willis. They're going to make it shine.
Time to show off your scalp to the world.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so did you get it?
I stood up out of the chair, and I was the only guy in there.
Of course.
Okay. And this is interesting because before in the past when I was getting my haircut, I was like, I would consider this. I'd be like, should I just balls up, do it today? Is today going to be the day that I do it?
Right.
And I'd say to the stylist, you know, I think I'm done. I think I'm just going to buzz it off. And they'd be like, they'd talk me out of it. You know, they'd be like, no, you have plenty of hair. Like, let's work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to do that yet, right? Typically an attractive woman, you know? And then it just came to my senses, like, they're just
lying through her teeth.
Lying through her teeth, you know, just trying to get me to come back and become a new friend so she has something to do.
Yeah.
You know? Not Mario. No.
Mario's was straight with you.
Yeah, he was like, it looks good, man. You know? And so I stood up out of the chair. All the other stylists
applauded.
They did.
No.
Yeah.
Love
they
it.
Were like, nice. It looks good. Wow. You know? And I was like, I never got an applause at my last haircut. You know, like
everybody looked at it and went, what a sucker.
Yeah.
Who's he think he's fooling?
Right. No, they were like, sell this guy some spray. You know?
Yeah, right.
Don't forget to sell him the spray.
Right. Yeah. Hey, see that guy who's holding onto the ball strands? Make sure you sell him some spray before he leaves. I don't know why we decided to make that guy Hispanic.
Sounds like Pilsen. Cheech Marin.
Right. Yeah.
That'd be great if Cheech cut your hair.
All right, so now you feel liberated. You called me after this, and you were kind of looking, for, I think, for some emotional support to remind you that it's going to be okay.
Well, I told my wife before I went. I said, I think I'm doing it. I'm just going to do it. And she was like, no, don't. And then she was like, do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. You know? The kids seem to enjoy it. They like rubbing it. You know,
ooh,
they're like, you look like Uncle Bill.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I know. You know, like, yeah, I'm never gonna be able to escape that. It's a good thing.
You look better.
Thank you. I was worried about going into work. You know, because going into work,
what if you get fired?
That would be. I got a lawsuit on my hands, baby.
Yeah.
You know.
So you were saying about work now. I was just intrigued by this.
I was worried about what the reception of what was going to be like there. It's weird to all of a sudden just show up. I mean, that's like a confidence thing. You know, you're like, do I have, you know, like now I'm going to walk in after working there for 7 months, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And just buzzed off like, good morning. You know, like nothing's new, you know, it's a big change. Everybody was like, hey, nice, you know?
Sure.
And it's hard for me to get used to it, you know, because I still feel like my head, you know, just looks, I don't have a bad shaped head. I looked out there.
No.
You know?
Yeah, so. This is all going to be really good for you.
But it's hard to get...
Things are going to start happening.
Right. It's all because I buzzed off my hair.
Yep.
Right.
You'll probably win the Powerball tonight.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. What would you do then?
Buy some new hair.
Yeah, exactly. You're a beautiful man.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
On your journey. Sure, run it. There's going to be other obstacles that you will face with this new hairstyle.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, you'll find yourself getting picky, and you give it like 2 weeks, and it grows out. And there is a certain maintenance that goes along with this. Otherwise, it does start to look like crap.
That's what Mario told me. He said, you got to figure out your number. You got to find the number that's right for you.
Mm. Yeah,
you know,
he's right.
You got to find the number that's right for you. And I held your hand through the first one, you know, but now next time it's all on you, baby.
You know, he's right.
You got to find that number.
The guru, Mario the guru, yes.
Right.
Thank you, Mike. Well, yes, Mario is right. You do need to find your number. I found mine, and you will soon find yours.
Very happy for you.
Bill just wrote a song.
Bill works for Gloria Estefan.
He does.
But, you know, I think, you know, it's kind of ironic that you had this hair epiphany because Cy Sperling just passed away.
He sure did. Hair Club for Men,
the
founder.
Big guy.
Yeah. Not only am I something, I'm also a client.
Yeah.
Not only am I a patient, I'm also a client.
He put hair restoration on the map.
He did. He really did.
Synonymous with it, you know, at least in our generation. But for the people, you know, we've got to keep the memory of Cy alive.
Yeah.
For these young millennials that don't know. You know, they're used to F. Lee Bosley. But before F. Lee Bosley, there was Cy Sperling. The master.
Before Katona, before Bosley, there was Cy.
Before Katona, before Bosley.
But here's the thing. We're talking about Katona, Bosley, and Cy.
This is unbelievable.
Because they're like the three giants here, I guess, in the Chicago
right.
area.
It's like Ali, Tyson, Frazier.
There's other guys out there. Doing yeah. this. Oh, they got big names all over the country.
Big names, Billy. There's guys in Dubai doing it that you don't even know about.
There are. It's insanity.
Speaking of Tyson Frazier, how about Tyson Fury? You ever heard of him?
Yeah, the Gypsy King.
He doesn't have any hair either. Do you think he cares?
No, because I think he's got zillions.
He'll knock your head off, that's why.
Isn't he incredible, that guy?
6'9". It's like fighting a tree.
I mean, he like... This was the first fight I actually, like, pro fight that I had seen him, like, full on. Like,
right.
Like, that I had watched the whole fight.
It was great. It had a lot of hype to it. It was good.
It was just, a pretty... The spectacle was better than the show was better than the fight. I mean, the fight...
I don't know. The fight was great, too.
It was Fury pounded him. I mean, it wasn't much of a fight. It was a one-sided affair.
That was unexpected.
It was unexpected. But the theatrics of getting to the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes. I hadn't seen anything like that in a long time, you know?
Yeah, that's all nonsense.
The theatrics of that, how long they let that go on. He comes out to Patsy Cline's Crazy. They played the whole song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he lip-synced the whole song with the crown on, sitting in the throne while the people carried him to the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how that's a little bit intimidating. But then Fury came in, and to honor Black History Month, he wore that costume. I can't remember.
The Black Knight, I think it was. Right,
exactly. But it was wild, you know?
And
It was theater, big time theater.
Totally.
You know?
They know it.
They absolutely know it. They have to sell it. It has to be that now. But it was really, you know, it had been the first time I had seen a heavyweight fight on like that in a long time. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. Like,
amazing.
It was worth it.
I can't remember them, you know, making such a big deal about the entrances. You know, it was like 25 minutes of entrances before the fight even started.
Yep.
And the fact that it went 6 rounds, if it had gone like 1 round, I would have been like, oh, come on. But
yeah, it was
6 rounds, they gave us half the fight.
It was great.
They should have stopped the fight.
You got
in my
some
opinion.
Blood. You know, you got what you wanted.
Some blood. A lot of blood.
Heavyweight boxing's back. It's back, baby.
That's what they're saying. They're like, this is the birth of a superstar here. Fury could hold the belt for a long time. And he's such a character. You know, he sings Don McLean's American Pie. He lip syncs to it at the end of the fight.
Uh-huh. No, he didn't lip sync.
He didn't lip sync. He sang it a cappella. The whole song. And then got everyone in the arena to sing Bye Bye Miss American Pie with him.
Wow.
It was wild. It has nothing to do with boxing, but it was just like, it was like a bar at closing time. Now that I knocked out Wilder, lets everybody sing.
I thought maybe, it kind of reminded me, it was a Bye Bye Miss American Pie, was because he's now the guy from, you know, Europe who's holding the American belt and the European championship.
So it's a jab.
It's a jab, Bye Bye Miss American Pie. Okay. I thought maybe it was a jab.
Hey, Bill, I think you're thinking too much.
Okay.
I think the Gypsy King just likes the song.
It's possible. We should ask him. Let's get him on the show.
He sang an Aerosmith song one time after
that
he won
a fight. That was to his wife.
Okay. Yeah. So that's part of his shtick.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one from Armageddon. He sung that.
Yeah.
If I stay in the night.
Yeah.
Just
a dream. He sang the whole song to his wife. It's amazing footage. You have to see it.
Don't want to close my eyes.
Yeah, that one. That's the one, baby. Wow.
Everybody just calls that Armageddon song. Is it called Armageddon? That's just because the video had Liv Tyler crying because Bruce Willis is stuck in outer space, her dad, and he's never going to be able to come home.
That's you now.
It's me with the head, you know? Yeah. I wonder if Aerosmith that starts playing every time I walk into a room now.
Don't want to close. You should make that happen somehow.
I have a boombox with that song on my shoulder all day.
Is Alicia Silverstone in any, is she in Armageddon, or is she just the chick that was in all the Aerosmith video?
Yeah, she didn't make it to the big screen with them.
No. Sorry.
She's a music video person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great fight. I'm really happy for him. He's gone through a lot, that guy, Tyson Fury.
Well, one thing that did concern me was that I thought as soon as Wilder was bleeding from his ear, and it was bleeding pretty good, clearly it was coming from the inside of his ear.
Yep.
Right.
Stop the fight. You know, we've had too many casualties in boxing in the last few years. It's like, even if this guy wants to go on and he knows of the stakes that are here and that he's going to lose his belt, whatever, do you want to die?
I think his corner kind of realized that, too.
Do you want to die?
Yes.
There's a song from the 90s.
Right. Who sings that?
I don't know. It's a weird one.
Do you want to die? And I'll bid you well, my sweet angel.
Yeah, that song rocks.
So help me, dear.
That song kind of rocks, doesn't it?
It really rocks.
Let's find out what the heck that is and then play.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, when he was bleeding from the ear.
I agree. That's permanent damage that can be done.
I was like, come on, give it up. And I think his ring finally did that in the 6th round. But I think it should have been rounds earlier that they quit on it. But
right.
That's that. Hey, check this out.
What's that?
I found Cy. I wanted to talk a little bit more about Cy Spurling.
Oh, okay.
What an iconic character.
Sure.
Of Hair Club for Men. A businessman, Cy Spurling, a businessman who helped bring the hair loss industry into the mainstream with ubiquitous self-effacing ads, died on Wednesday at a hospital in Boca Raton, Florida. He was 78. All right, so that was last Wednesday. His death was confirmed by his publicist, Terry Lynn, who said it followed a lengthy illness, but she did not specify the cause. Who knows, right? Mr. Spurling achieved a kind of cult fame in the 1980s as a late-night commercial for his business, then called the Hair Club for Men. I think it's only called the Hair Club now.
Mm.
Started playing on televisions around the country. The son of a plumber from the South Bronx. Go figure, right? How about that?
Nice.
He had no training as an actor and merely stood in a bland room reciting memorized lines into the camera. But he added a winning kicker. Remember, he said, about to hold up an old photo of his own bald pate, his head. I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
Genius.
Calls started pouring in from men interested in hair restoration salons, which offered various weaving systems. So it wasn't even, they didn't even have the FUE method yet. They didn't even have
Whoa.
This is pre-strip it on the back of your head. Pre-FUE method or the FUE method, as we call it sometimes.
Or the chart.
Or the Norwood scale. The Norwood scale was around.
The Chinese invented the Norwood scale.
Cy knew all about the Norwood.
3,000 years ago.
Yeah, who was Norwood? We got to find out. Mr. Spurling quickly became the face of male hair loss. However, much sat on his head, and he helped pave the way for a booming industry in male health and cosmetics. Often called the infomercial king of late night TV, he appeared in bits on The Tonight Show and Saturday Night Live. He stepped into the ring of WrestleMania. Vince McMahon.
Getting Cy involved.
Amazing.
Absolutely. And made the rounds on TV talk shows and radio for years. He said, even to this day, people stop me in the street. He told the Wall Street Journal nearly 30 years ago after the first ad rant. People perceive me as the guy next door. My speech is imperfect. My whole TV success had to do with that fact that it was believable and that I was able to afford good TV time by going on late night TV.
Wow.
Fascinating.
He was in the Air Force. We can go on about Spurling forever, you know, but what an interesting career he had.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Here we go. Hamilton Norwood scale. This is the chart for male pattern baldness that we often see in TV shows and in your commercials. The Hamilton Norwood scale is used to classify the stages of male pattern baldness. The stagings are described within a number from 1 to 7. I'm about a 6 on the Norwood here, I think. The measurement scale was first introduced by James Hamilton in the 1950s and later revised and updated by Otar Norwood.
Oh, yeah.
In the 1970s. It is sometimes referred as the Norwood-Hamilton scale or simply the Norwood scale.
Beautiful.
The scale is regularly used by doctors to assess the severity of baldness, but it is not considered very reliable since examiners' conclusions can vary. There you have it, Otar Norwood.
All right.
Wonder who Otar Norwood was.
It sounds very, now very we know sophisticated.
You don't see the name Otar. O apostrophe T A R.
Order.
Otar!
Otar!
Otar Norwood.
Otar O'Brien.
There you go.
That's my son's name.
Could be.
Nah.
We got to make the name Otar hot again.
Oh, hot again.
I got to make Otar hot again.
Clay, you went to Utah.
I thought you were going to say Europe. Yes, I did go to Utah.
So was this your first time back in Utah since you had been there with us for the Park City Film and Music Festival?
Yes, it was.
So a good 10 years.
Good, yeah. Closer to 15, I think.
I think we were there in, 09 maybe?
10 years,
so
sure.
It's been about 10 years, 11 years.
Completely different experience this time. I was a pure snowboarding and ski trip.
Okay.
And a little bit of like, you know, going to town and eating and that sort of stuff. But yeah, it was crazy. It was great.
Good times?
Yeah, no injuries.
No altitude sickness?
None of that. Went down some amazing trails on the mountain there.
Food good.
A lot of good family and friends around. It was nice. It was really nice.
Clay, I found the song that you were referring to earlier.
Yes, it's by
the Toadies. It's called Possum Kingdom.
Do you want to die? Yeah, that's what I had in my head as I was screaming down the mountain, bro.
We don't have, Mike, do we have it? We do?
Hit it!
Oh, let's do a little Toadies, Possum Kingdom. More Hoolies Hoolie after this.
make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. By my side.
Yeah. The Toadies.
Thank you.
The Toadies. That's Possum Kingdom.
Yeah.
Wow. I would not have known that had we not riffed on that earlier. Something about my bald head. Maybe that's the new theme song to my bald head.
Imagine Kingdom.
Do you wanna die? No, I don't. I just want to be handsome again.
I have to be honest. There was maybe 2 points where I did think I was gonna die on this mountain. And
while you were snowboarding, did you snowboard?
Yeah, I snowboarded, yes. And we were doing the blue trails, which is like green is beginner, blue is intermediate, and black is like fancy experts. But these were like on the edge of like a mountain. Like if you have one
wipeout,
you're done.
That's not for me. I don't do well with stuff like that. I don't even like roller coasters.
It's exhilarating. It's to the point where you're like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
Well, good. I'm glad you had fun.
It's nice to use the snow instead of, you know, seeing snow and thinking it's a bad thing. Was there like do here.
Lots of snowball fights and stuff like that?
Do you know that you can get a $50 fine for throwing a snowball in Provo, Utah?
Really?
It's against the law. They have weird laws. You would be interested in this. Like, I was with a bunch of drinkers, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So in a bar, you cannot order two of the same drink and have them on the table at the same time.
I knew that, yeah.
So you can't have two shots on the bar and on the table in front of you at the same time.
Correct.
But you can't have three different types of liquor. You can have a shot, a glass of wine, and a margarita in front of you, and it doesn't matter.
Correct.
But you can't have two of the same.
I have heard this. It's because a lot of it has to do with the altitude. They don't want people to get drunk too fast, but
come on. I think it's a Mormon. Could mischief.
Be. Oh, man.
Were there a lot of, like, Mitt Romney-looking guys while you were there?
A lot of beautiful men.
Yes, right?
Rich, wealthy men.
I just want to go to Park City. There's a lot of rich,
like,
beautiful men.
All the stores
there
are, like, art galleries, and, like, a painting is, like, 50 grand, and it's, like, a painting of a buffalo. And it's like, who's buying this? And then you look to the left, and there's a Mitt Romney lookalike with a $400 polo ski jacket on. Right. You're like, oh, he's buying it.
And a Toadies, an album of Toadies.
Toadies box set.
He's got Possum Kingdom, the original single. He's like, I just bought this at an auction for 40 grand. What is that? You know that song, Do You Wanna Die?
Yes? This is the original recording.
The original recording.
So I have the master recordings.
Did you get the etiquette down while you were like on the mountain, like the different like passing rules or, you know?
It's pretty like spread out. So there was a point where I was with a family friend and a buddy of mine, Connor Foley. I'm giving you a shout out, Connor.
Oh, yeah.
A fellow snowboarder. And it was just me and him for like a half hour. And you didn't see anybody else. And you have this giant, you know, trail ahead of you.
Yeah.
It's great. And then you see the fancy guys. They whiz by you. And then there's like little kids that are like, way better than anybody.
Little Sean White's whizzing around you.
Yeah, and they're fearless, and they're like screaming by you, and you're like, oh, well, he's four.
Any animal sightings?
No. But there are some amazing houses that you can only get to by like ski. So these people wake up in the morning, and they put their skis on, and they jump out of their back door, and they're like skiing down a mountain. And these houses are like $20 million houses. It's a different world. It's like being on Mars, kind of.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Nothing like Springfield, you know?
So, and then I heard that, you know, those mountains aren't even, like, compared to Colorado, these are, like, baby mountains. We're talking 10,000 elevation.
You know who has a house in Park City?
Who's it?
Cy Spurling.
He did. It was made completely out of hair.
It was made out of hair. Human hair. He had a rug right next to the fireplace.
Every client he ever had.
Right.
I made this myself.
When you grow your first couple thousand locks back, send me 50.
Can we find his old commercial somewhere?
I'm
love
sure
to hear
we can.
His voice.
Yeah, I do. Now that you're gone, Cy, I really want to hear your voice.
I'd love to see him on a snowboard.
Yeah,
right?
I
just thought of a weird, interesting thing, but you guys were talking about wigs, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that anybody like Cy, I mean, do you think there's anything out there where, like, there's like a celebrity wig where it's like 10 different samples of celebrity hair into one
this
wig?
This is a fantasy of Bill's.
Wait, what?
Like, it's part of it's Sean Penn's, part of it's Michael Jackson's, part
yeah,
of
it's like
Easy
there's,
E's.
Like, there's, this wig has Penn's hair in it, Easy E's hair in it. You know,
oh,
Jimmy
stars,
Smith's
yeah.
hair is in there. You know,
this is like stuff
that
Hitler's
hair. This is like a horror movie.
Yeah, that's bizarre, man.
Yeah,
like, I'd like to have a hairpiece, but I want a little bit of
every celebrity hair from 1994.
Yeah, celebrity wig.
Gutenberg.
Each wig we sell has a couple locks of Brad Pitt's hair.
Gutenberg.
Steve Gutenberg. That's bizarre, man. That's some weird thinking.
Mike, I don't know. Cy was probably thinking that sometimes.
I do not think so.
No?
I think that maybe Dr. Mengele was.
Oh, boy.
Do we have a little Cy? Here we go, Mike. Let's play
it. I'm Cy Spurling, president of Hair Club for Men, with some new important free information for men with thinning hair. Our own booklet, which you can get by calling our toll-free number has been updated and expanded. Of course, it still contains all the facts you need to make an intelligent choice. And now more than ever, people tell us it's the most comprehensive booklet available. But what's more, if you call now, I'll send you a free subscription to Personal Appearance, the new men's grooming newsletter.
Ooh.
This latest issue has some really useful articles, including an important discussion on the minoxidil drug controversy.
Oh.
For example, are there any side effects? What percentage of men grow hair with it? You really should read it. To get Personal Appearance and our own hair replacement booklet, just call our toll-free number now. And remember, I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
Sigh. Amazing. Pre-internet, right? So he's not even selling solutions yet. He's selling literature.
He's selling newsletters.
You know? Would you like to learn a little bit about why the DHT attacks your scalp?
Oh!
You know?
Right.
I'll teach you all about finasteride, but you got to buy this booklet that tells you about it.
You should be the next wave of him.
The next Psy? Yeah, it's interesting. I'd like, you know, there's always...
Psy 3000.
Psy 3000? What a great idea. I want to take over Bosley. I want to overtake Katona. This is my startup. It's a med tech company. Yeah, I don't see why you couldn't do that. And what would I call myself, Clay?
Psy 3000.
Psy 3000.
You're like from the future.
Right. From the grave. Cyber Psy. Got the best hair computers can
make. He's
got
steel hair.
Right, he's steel woven hair.
Cyber Psy.
Right, cool.
Psy 3000.
It is. We got to take a commercial break. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Caroline Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back. Final stretch of the program here. It's been a nice program to have you back, Bill.
Yeah, very nice.
Very fun to have you back in the room with us. Once again, cigarettes and hair and all things hair tonight.
Sure.
Mainly due to me making the leap.
Yeah, you look nice.
Thank you.
You should be proud of yourself.
I do find myself wearing the hat a little less. I'm going to take it off right now and just let the hair breathe.
You look like Michael Jordan.
I do feel like Michael Jordan.
Did you get a chance to see his, they had the tribute for Kobe Bryant?
I know, yeah. I did not watch it yet. I think you can pull it up on YouTube.
Yeah, Michael Jordan's speech is pretty amazing.
And he does cry. He shed a couple tears, and he made the joke about, oh, now there's going to be more Michael Jordan crying memes.
Yeah, he said that he told his wife he didn't want to do it because he didn't want to see a crying meme for 4 years. But he really broke up, like, it was very somber, and then he made that joke, and it cracked everybody up. People laughed for, like, a full minute.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And the whole ceremony was really amazing and touching, so I suggest you check it out.
I will check it out, Clay.
Do it.
Anything on the agenda coming up this week for you, Bill?
Nope, just another weekend in the shy, hanging out. I'll be bartending.
Oh, you're going back to the rails, huh?
Back to the rails on Saturday afternoon, but that's about it. And then the following week is when the craziness starts.
Mm-hmm.
St. Patrick's Day.
It's the Forest Park St. Patrick's Day Parade, and then the following, you know, we're getting into it. We had Fat Tuesday yesterday.
Yeah.
Today is Ash Wednesday. I noticed you have your ashes, Pat.
I did. I went to St. Pete's this afternoon and got them.
Good for you. I should have done the same myself. Yeah, it's about to get crazy town pretty soon.
I can't believe it's the season already.
We're here.
It's flying by, but you're right. It is St. Patrick's Day season coming upon us now. I've already seen the posts like, hey, come to my pub crawl. Hey, all the parties are starting to bubble up.
Kiss me on my Irish buttons are in 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and I'm still off. I still have not. I'm still on the wagon. I'm into it. I'm skipping it. I'm a couple months in almost, and I'm like, no, I'm skipping it. No, there'd be no cocktailing this year for St. Patrick's Day.
That's not worth it. Not even
for the 40th birthday? No. No, I don't think so.
Especially not.
No.
I'll be having some.
What are you going to do instead?
I'm going to have a bowl of ice cream or something, maybe.
Have a giant milkshake.
Maybe I'll get some cream for my head, you know.
Have a cream down.
Right.
And then have a milkshake.
I'll go see Mario, see if he'll give me a cream down, you know.
give you a rubbing.
Right.
Honey, I'll be back. I'm going to see Mario to get a rubbing.
Gonna get a shamrock shaking away home.
Shamrock shaking and rubbing.
You know, that sounds nice.
It really does.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. Sneak a cheeseburger in there too.
Right. Shamrock shake, a cheeseburger, and a
rubbing. Small fry and a rub down on my scalp.
Right.
From friendly Mario. Maybe it's Mario Andretti.
Wouldn't that be? That'd be great, you know?
So Mario didn't straight edge though the back of your neck or anything like that.
No, he didn't get that into it. No, okay. I was, you know, I think that I was eager to
he
go.
He felt your nervousness.
I think so. Yeah, he was really gentle, really, really sweet.
We should have him on.
How long did you look in the
mirror?
Do you
think we could get him on
the
show?
I probably he might accept. You know, I'd be like, hey Mario, you like Possum Kingdom? You like toadies? You listen to robots? You like cigarettes? Think you're Skittles?
What are your hobbies?
Right.
What if he's into all that?
What if he's like, oh, yeah, love Skittles.
He's like, and I love Billy Squire.
Right? Yeah. He's also, yeah, he's a big Squire fan.
Huge. Mm-hmm. How long did you look at yourself in the mirror with this thing?
I'm still looking at myself in the mirror. I'm literally getting up from my desk at work and going into the bathroom just to look at myself for a minute.
It's nice to have those. I mean, I shave my head like once a year, probably. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have, like, the no-nonsense, like, no maintenance. Like, you just wake up and go.
Right.
You don't have to comb it. You don't have to make sure it looks nice.
That's what my buddy at work, he's like, how's the shower feel?
It's great.
You know? Doesn't it feel weird? I go, nah, I guess. I was already bald, you know?
The yeah, but you still combed it. You, I mean, you had combables.
Yeah, I had combables. You got combables? See, you're shaving your head now. You still got any combables? Yeah, a couple.
Now you just towel off and bust that's out.
It. Yeah, I'm right. I don't even have to towel. I just walk out. It's dry before I get out of the shower.
Just walk out wet.
Right, I walk out wet, you know.
I'm walking out wet. We'll see you.
Got to do it. I think we'll wrap up the program on that.
Okay.
Another informative, newsworthy episode for our listeners out there. I want to thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed the last hour, you can find archived episodes of this show if you go to iTunes and search for Hooli's Hooli Show.
Yes.
Or you can go to HibernianRadio.org and find us there.
Play 100 in a row.
Yeah, the nice thing about if you go to the website, it has the archive of all the old shows.
Get them all.
And you can get a real perspective of how bright we are. This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It is the finest oatmeal on earth.
Sure is.
Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oakland, Illinois. Spring's coming around the corner. Go get yourself a new whip.
Do it.
And tell them we sent you.
Get a convertible.
And Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. Hopefully you're all safe over this St. Patrick's Day season. But if there are any accidents,
give her a buzz.
Give her a buzz. She'll help you. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep. We were going to play a little Aerosmith on the way out here.
Sure. In honor of Tyson Fury?
Sure, why not? Okay. Until next week, bye.
Forever, every moment spent.